everybody, and happy Tuesday to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam McDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from sunny Daytona Beach, Florida. Jackie Robinson Ballpark, site tonight's Florida State League game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Daytona Tortugas, who are the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight, we have game one of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up momentarily. Apologies for the technical delays and issues in the pregame show, but we're all set now, and we are ready for nine innings of baseball. The series opener, game one of six between the Mets and the Tortugas this week. For Daytona, it's Brian Edgington on the mound. The Mets starting pitcher will be Jack Winninger. We will see momentarily. But first up, the Mets lineup. Jeffrey De Los Santos is going to lead off and play left field. He is with us on minor league rehab assignment. Colin Houck will bat second, play short. Jesus Baez hits third. Ronald Hernandez, Nick Morabito, Vincent Perozzo, the middle three hitters. Suero, Cuevas, Mosquera, the bottom of the order. That is how the Mets line up tonight in game one of this series. And it is already game four of the season series between the Mets and the Tortugas. If you recall, these teams met for three games on opening weekend, with Daytona taking two out of three, almost winning all three, but the Mets came from behind in the ninth to tie the game, won it in the 10th inning. Daytona comes in with an 8-7 record. Three of their seven losses have come in extras. Daytona, he seems to be a pretty formidable team this year. They are the best pitching team in the Florida State League, which, of course, goes a long way in winning ball games. The Mets come in on a three-game winning streak. They're hot. Both teams won their series last week. Something's got to give. We'll find out shortly. First pitch is on the way from Edgington to De Los Santos, and he grounds it through for a base hit. Just got it by the second baseman, Cabrera. So Jeffrey De Los Santos on rehab assignment, wasting no time. Singles on the first pitch he sees, which comes at 6:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is 69 degrees and clear outside tonight in Daytona Beach. Welcome along. Let's make it a good one. One on, nobody out. Colin Houck on a good run recently. Made it on base seven straight times between Saturday and Sunday before finally making an out late on Sunday at home against Tampa. Mets first-round pick from last year gets tied up on a high fastball for strike one. Mets in the road grades today, as time is called by our umpire, Richie Arredondo. I think he spotted something loose on the field down the Mets' side, first base side. He's back in position. Houck back in the right-handed batter's box. Edgington from the stretch delivers the pitch, and it's a fastball for a strike at the knees. It is nothing and two. De Los Santos short lead off of first base, held on by Pino. Pitch comes in and it's swung on and missed. A slider. And it strikes out Houck. Good pitch from Edgington, who has pitched in three games this year, all starts. He has not walked a batter. He has struck out 15. Signed post-draft out of the University of Virginia. He was Daytona's opening day starter and fared quite well against the Mets on Friday, April 5th. One on, one out. Jesus Baez at the plate. He turns away from a pitch inside. No score. One on, one out. Just underway in the top of the first. Perfect night for baseball in Daytona Beach, Florida. Northernmost team in the Florida State League. Ground ball chop foul by Baez off to the left. And it's nothing and two. Nothing and two could be a common theme throughout the night, as Edgington has 15 strikeouts on the year coming in, has not walked one batter in 14 innings. Correction, one ball, one strike. Still wouldn't count on a walk as this pitch goes inside. Two balls and a strike. Now, Baez on a good run to start this season in 14 games, slashing 283, 348 with the 450 slugging. 798 OPS among the league leaders and hits and extra bases. He takes this pitch inside, and it's three balls and a strike. Could we be nearing the first walk of the year for Brian Edgington? one out. De Los Santos hasn't gotten a very big lead. De Los Santos played most of last year with St. Lucie, not known as a speedster. 3-1 pitch is going to be high, ball four. And broadcaster curse right there in full effect. First and second for the Mets as Edgington walks the first battery as all season. That's going to bring up Ronald Hernandez, switch hitting catcher. He'll bat left-handed against the righty Edgington. Batting cleanup tonight. Edgington looks back to second. First pitch comes home, and it's going to be lined out of play. Good fastball, but Hernandez was tardy on it. Sends it out towards the canal. Mets come into tonight's ballgame with a 7-8 record. Last place in the East, but only one game behind 8-7 Daytona as Edgington steps off the rubber. Disengagement number one. Both teams trailing leader Palm Beach, who's 10-5, and Jupiter, which is 9-6. Those teams also in action tonight, but not against each other. Pitch comes home, and that's lashed foul as well. Another fastball that Hernandez can't quite turn on. And after the first walk of the year, Edgington has bounced back with an 0-2 count. A lot of room on the left side of the diamond where the left-handed hitting Hernandez. Throw back to second. De Los Santos gets the right arm back in. Ball was dropped by the shortstop Sanchez anyways. Defensive alignment for the Tortugas. Dominic Patelli's at third base. Carlos Sanchez at short. Ricardo Cabrera at second. The first baseman, Yasiel Pino. Connor Burns doing the catching tonight. No two pitches. Swung on and missed in the dirt. First base occupied. Hernandez is out. Two down. Outfield for Daytona, Yerlin Confidon in left, Trey Faltini in center, Ariel Amonte in right. De Los Santos a single, Houck struck out, Baez walked, Hernandez struck out. We've come to Nick Morabito, who returns to the site of his first Florida State League game. Last August 1st, homered to lead off the game in the series. In his first ever St. Lucie Mets at-bat. He's been good ever since. First pitch, he takes a fastball right down the pipe for strike one. Fans approve. No score, two on, two out in the top of the first. Edgington working from the right side of the rubber. Brings the ball and glove into the chest. Delivers a fastball away. 1-1. Mets wearing their road gray jerseys tonight. Gray pants, gray tops, St. Lucie and blue script across the front. Blue numbers trimmed in orange on the back. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. The sinker. Or a split from Edgington. Daytona countering with their white pants and pink striped jersey tops. Tortugas in green across the front. Breast cancer awareness jerseys. A 1-2 pitch from Edgington, and he gets a swing and a miss on the pitch in the dirt. He got a couple of Mets to go fishing there. He strikes out three in the top of the first, works around the single and the walk, strands a pair. When we come back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark, Jack Wenninger has the ball in his right hand.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, We're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone. And safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
On a sunny Tuesday from Daytona Beach, Florida, it might be the best weather day of the year. And we're talking high 60s, not a cloud in the sky, nice breeze off the Halifax River, just out beyond center field and right field. At the bridge beyond center field going out over towards the shore with the Atlantic, almost in sight as time is called. A nice little canal to our left, and then Main Street, Daytona Beach, with a lot of nice shops, which I will be attending later in the week. Chocolate shop. Swing and a miss by Carlos Sanchez as we begin the bottom of the first with Jack Weininger on the mound. So a rematch of the opening night pitching matchup, Brian Edgington versus Jack Weininger. Weininger throws this pitch in the dirt. 1-1 on Sanchez. Weininger's sixth-round pick by the Mets last year out of the University of Illinois. This will be his fourth game in his second start as he throws a pitch high. Remember, he and Ernesto Mercedes are attached to the hip. In 1 week, Jack starts and Ernesto comes in behind him. The next time out, Ernesto starts and Jack comes in. 2-1 pitch, that's laid in there for a strike. 2-2 on Sanchez. Weininger from the windup delivers a pitch, blows it by with the fastball, and strikes out Sanchez swinging. One away. Weininger, for him, he's a strikeout pitcher too. He's got 18 against just four walks, now 19. 12 innings. They have a really nice pitching matchup tonight. A couple of college guys off to good starts. Now Ricardo Cabrera takes a pitch right in there for a strike. Weininger from the wind. Breaking pitch down and in. Now, Mets come in to today's game, fourth out of the 10 teams in pitching in the FSL and ERA. Daytona, by far and away, number one. Could be a pitching dominant week. 1-1 is grounded to third. Bias up with it. Sets, throws over to first in time. Easy play. Two away in the inning. And with that ground ball, it's worth noting that this is an all-artificial surface here in Daytona. The only dirt you will find is the home plate circle and the pitcher's mound and the two bullpen mounds. Everything else, artificial. Field turf. And after years of this, it is certainly matted down. And that is a fast surface. Foul tip by Dominic Battelli. So infielders, the ball is going to be on you quick, but you're going to get true bounces. You don't have to worry about it hitting a rock or coming off the dirt funny, as we have a pitch clock violation on Battelli. Really? I guess so. 0-2. He didn't argue. Weininger's pitch skipped in for a ball. Battelli off to a great start this season. Hitting .385 in 13 games. He's got two homers, six doubles, 10 driven in. One of the best players right now going in the FSL. And he strikes out swinging on the high fastball from Weininger. Good start for each pitcher. We got five strikeouts in this game already. Two for Weininger as he gets the side in order. We'll go to the second, no score in Daytona.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Yes, let's do that. Adam McDonald with you. Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Good crowd tonight. I believe it's Silver Sluggers night. People starting to fill up the grandstands off to the third base side. So we begin the second inning. And the strike is delivered to Vincent Perozzo, who's on a 7-game hitting streak. That's the longest streak by any Met this season. Only just 15 games in. Perozzo tardy on the fastball as it gets by his bat up and in for strike two. Edgington, 3 strikeouts in the first. Did give up a single and walked his first batter of the year as Perozzo calls a late timeout. It's granted. Now steps back in as the pitch clock resets. Edgington from that modified windup delivers a pitch that's fouled back to the screen. Mets set up in the first base dugout. Daytona in the third base side. Daytona in the shade. Mets getting beat on by the sun. It'll be worse when they come back here later in the summer. Tolerable right now. You've got some guys in long sleeves down there. 0-2 pitch, and it's going to be outside. Perozzo takes it. This is a very small ballpark, a bandbox. With the expanded rosters these days in the minor leagues, the Mets can't fit everybody in the dugout. Barely fit half the team down there. Swing and a miss on a split. That's the fourth strikeout for Edgington and the third in a row. Rosa will have to try for the hit streak next time around. He heads back to that small and deep dugout. Now they've painted some white lines past the dugout and put some chairs down there so the dugout is extended. If you're not playing in the game, that's where you sit. As that play to be in the covered section. Chris Suero up. He takes a ball high. Edgington delivers a fastball, a high strike right across the letters. No score, one out in the top of the second inning. Edgington set. Pitch comes home. It's high again. 2-1. Mets have a total of 15 games in this ballpark this year. 6-game series. This week, 6-game series later in the year in a 3-game set July 1st through 3rd, as Suero pops one up right side. The first baseman, Pino, underneath, makes the catch for out number two. Now the strikeout streak is over, ends at 3. That's now 4 straight retired by Edgington. Edgington, on opening night at Clover Park, pitched 4 innings, giving up just 1 hit and 1 run. Did not walk a batter, of course, struck out 4. Very efficient, only 48 pitches. Departed with a 3-1 lead. That's won the game 5-4 in 10 innings. This pitch is a strike. Talk about Daytona losing 3 of its 7 games in extras. The Mets have won 3 of their 7 games in their last at-bat. As this pitch is outside to Cuevas. 1-1 on Johairo, who's batting eighth tonight. Left-handed bat. Short stance. Feet close together. A 1-1 pitch. Downed. Two balls and a strike. Home plate umpire Richie Arredondo telling somebody from that's got to be in the dugout. Yeah, he's keeping a watchful eye. That tiny cramped dugout down there. Check swing. Did Cuevas go? No. Said Cam Jones, the base umpire. 3-1. Edgington has only walked one all season, so Cuevas should be ready to swing the bat on a good pitch to hit. 3-1. He is ready to swing. Lines it to left field. On the move is Confidon. He's got room and he's got the ball. Side retired. 1-2-3 inning for Brian Edgington. And he go to the home second. Wenninger back to work in a scoreless game.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you, high atop the action. Press box sits right on top of home plate. Unbelievable view here. Well protected by the net, thank goodness, as we begin the home second with Alfredo Duno up. Young catcher, DHing tonight for the Tortugas. Very young Daytona team, but a lot of top prospects in the red system are here. Duno, one of those, as he slices one foul off the net down the right side. Well, Daytona had a very young team last year. It's really only fared well against the Mets. I think they won like a third of their games all season came at the Mets' expense. But Daytona, they seem to be very talented again and maybe a little more complete than last year's team. 1-1 pitch hits high. Daytona, this is their second homestand. After the three games in Port St. Lucie to start the year, they came back here for six games against Palm Beach and lost 4-6. Wenninger's pitch in the dirt. 3-1. Palm Beach looks like the class of the East right now at 10-5, tied for the best overall record in the FSL. But Daytona went 4-2 last week in Bradenton, so this team has a good road record. Ground ball sharply hit to Baez. Gets it, throws to first. Good throw, right to Suero. One away. More on the Mets defense. You heard the corner infielders, Baez and Suero. They've been busy already. Hauk and Mascara up the middle with Hauk at short, Mascara at second. De Los Santos in left, Morabito in center, Johairo Cuevas in right. Ronald Hernandez doing the catching this evening. Four up, four down for Wenninger. As Connor Burns comes up. Burns throws a strike. Well, Burns can put this feather in his cap. He's one of just two players to homer against the Mets this year. And he did it early. First at bat, as he goes around too far on a slider. First at bat of the year. Three-run homer off the top of the batter's eye at Clover Park. Only one home run hit against the Mets since then. It was by Daytona on Sunday afternoon. A two-out, two-strike, ninth-inning ambush against poor Brett Banks. That was hit by Johnny Ascanio. He's not in the lineup for Daytona tonight. Pitch is in the dirt. We might see some more home runs this series, especially if the wind starts to turn and blow out towards center. Of course, this time it's blowing in from center. But small ballpark. Ball tends to carry here. Looks like both teams had a successful batting practice. Pitch is high. It's a full count on Burns. No score. One out. Bottom of the second. Winninger with the payoff pitch. Foul tipped, squeezed by Hernandez for strike three. And that is the third strikeout for Winninger. Just beat Burns with the high fastball. Five up, five down. Ariel Amonte, longtime Tortuga, will come up. It's 400 to dead center here. 325 down the right field line. Only 317 to left. Walls, what do you say, about 10 feet high all the way around, thereabouts. First pitch, Amonte takes a strike, and then a pitch in the dirt, one and one. Amonte spent last year in the Florida State League, just 20 years old, from Sanchez in the Dominican Republic. International free agent signed by the Reds in 2021. 1-1 pitch outside. No score and two outs in the bottom of the second. Quiet start to this game. Winninger, after falling behind 2-1, comes back with the fastball that's fouled out of play left side. 2-2. Winninger looking for two perfect innings to start. Will they go back to the fastball? Here it comes. No, went with the breaking ball. Slider, and Almonte strikes out swinging. What a start for Jack Winninger. Six batters faced, six batters retired, four on strikeouts. We are scoreless after two.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Only this week from Daytona Beach. Jeep Week up here in Daytona Beach. Almost got run over twice today. Walking around, and these Jeep people are out of control. This ball is grounded foul by Diego Mosquera. We come to the nine hitter in the Mets order. And I, avoiding getting hit, breathed in the exhaust. That can't be good for me either. But we forge ahead. 9-1 and 2 in the order as Mosquera breaks his bat, lines it to left, falling foul. And about 5 feet of grass between Daytona's bullpen mound and the line. That's where the ball landed. It sounds like Diego broke his bat, and he will go back to the dugout and get a new stick. You don't want to face Jack Winning or Brian Edgington at this point without an intact piece of lumber. Hard enough to get hits against these guys. The equipment is in one piece. Nothing in two. Edgington peering over his mitt. Delivers home. Fastball just missed outside. Close pitch. Fans getting on the umpire. By the way, we are old school baseball all the way this week. Umpire calling his own balls and strikes. No ABS. What a world. Amazing. 1-2 pitch is grounded up the middle. That's going to go off the glove of the shortstop Sanchez and trickle into shallow center field. That should be a base hit for Mosquera. Hard hit. Sanchez got a piece. Couldn't find it all the way into the mitt. And the Mets have a leadoff single for the second time in three innings. And we go back to the top end. Jeffrey De Los Santos, who singled on the first pitch of the game, ended up being stranded on second. On minor league rehab assignment as he takes this pitch low. So spent time last year in St. Lucie and Brooklyn. Will be Brooklyn bound once he's fully ready to get up there, one would imagine. Health has sometimes been an issue for De Los Santos as he lines one back to the pitcher, Edgington, who catches it blindly into his gut, throws back to first to double off Mosquera. Tough break as that ball was smoked right back up the middle and almost like right into the chicken wing of Edgington, who waved off the trainer immediately. Look what I found. I don't think he knew he had it initially. Tough break. That ball was certainly heading up the middle for a base hit, but Edgington got in the way. But two good swings for De Los Santos. And just like that, a double play, two outs, nobody on. Hard to fault Mosquera off on contact and no chance to get back to first base. Colin Houck takes a called strike one. Pitch is outside. I mean, Edgington didn't even have to move. He didn't have a chance to move. Wherever he landed after delivering the pitch, the ball was right back to him. And he basically caught it, squeezed it between his arm and his side. Just a tough break for the Mets as this ball is grounded foul. But must be encouraged by the De Los Santos balls in play. Even the Mosquera hit was hard. So when the Mets have made contact, it's been solid. But there has been four strikeouts, including one of Hauku's down in the count 1-2. Edgington's pitch, check swing, got a piece. Foul ball. Hauk digs back in. Only hitting 176 on the season, but getting on base more frequently. Flies this ball into center field, charging his Faltini. He's going to get there, makes the catch, side retired. A couple of hard hit balls, one for a single, one for a double play. Mets come up empty as Edgington has pitched three scoreless innings. Winninger will try to match on the other side of the break.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Now, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
No score in the bottom of the third inning. Jack Winninger will face the bottom three in the order, starting with Yerlene Confidant on the left fielder. First pitch fouled off straight back for strike one. Winninger, four strikeouts, two in each inning. The other two batters have grounded out to Baez at third base. Pitch is swung on a miss. Looked like a changeup. 85, about 10 mile per hour difference between the fastball and the changeup for Winninger. Nothing in two. Changeup again. Struck him out swinging. Three straight strikeouts for Winninger as he dispatches Confidant to begin the home third. He's on a heater right now. Again, he came in at 18 strikeouts. That's top 10 in the league. Still 9 behind Jonah Tong. We're trying to catch up the best he can at 5. Trey Faltini is up, and he slugs one in the left field. That's going to get in for a base hit. A one-hopper to De Los Santos. And Faltini right on the fastball. It's the first hit and base runner of the game for the Tortugas, so streak of seven in a row retired to begin the night for Winninger comes to a close. Now he gets to face the nine-hitter, Yasiel Pino. Another player spent all last year here in Daytona. One on, one out. Faltini, medium-sized lead, and he's leaning. He's running. Pitches outside. Hernandez's throw, it looks to be not in time. Wrong side of the bag. Faltini swipes second. Didn't take him long. First pitch going. That was a strong throw from Hernandez, and it was in time, but it was to the wrong side of the bag. It was to the shortstop side. Mosquera had to catch and then pivot and dive and could not get Faltini. Something the Mets certainly have to work on moving forward is the stolen bases, as this pitch is a strike. Barroso finally nabbed one on Saturday night. Tampa didn't steal any bases on Sunday. But the Mets can certainly be run on, can be run on right now. One ball, one strike, slider away. On appeal, didn't go. Meanwhile, Daytona, nobody runs on the Tortugas. Let me tell you, I saw their catcher Burns throw down to second a couple of times between innings. No, you don't want to run on them. We'll see how that plays out throughout the week. 2-1 pitch is grounded foul. When you start looking, the pitching right now, Daytona's pitched it better than any team in the FSL. Daytona's the ninth-rated hitting team. Middle of the pack defensively, but they can control the run game. Ground ball, weakly hit. This one back to Winninger. Fumbles it around. Sticks with it. Throws to first. Gets the out. Bang, bang at first base. Winninger had that ball running up his arm, his glove arm. And he collects it in time to get Pino. Give credit to the big man busting it out of the box. That ball had all sorts of English on it coming off the bat. Winninger gets the out. The second out. Faltini winds up at third base. And we have our first real big at-bat of the game coming up right here. Carlos Sanchez at the plate. Game's potential first run at first base, third base. swing and a miss on a changeup. We begin the second time through the order now for the Tortugas. Sanchez struck out the first time up. Faltini's almost halfway down the line. Pitch is low, and Hernandez is going to run him back. And Sanchez a lefty, so the Mets are shaded into a shift as much as you can these days. Baez, the third baseman, is almost playing a shortstop spot. That allows Faltini to wander down the line. Pitch is down and in. Good stop on the slider. It almost feels like he wants to steal. Wenninger looking right at him. Pitch is low for a ball, and it's 3-1. Three straight misfires. Sanchez will be looking for a good pitch hit here with a 3-ball, 1-strike count. Two outs in the third. Wenninger delivers home, and it's swung on and missed. 84-mile-per-hour off-speed. And Carlos Sanchez went right over the top. Full count. Two outs, runner on third. No score in the third. Wenninger set. Payoff pitch. Strike three! Oh, it looked low. Arredondo rings him up, but it was in the strike zone according to TrackMan. Fans don't like it, but it was the right call. Two more strikeouts for Wenninger. He's up to six through three scoreless. Going to the fourth, no score at the Jack.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
We begin the fourth inning. Pitching has been stellar so far. Break it down here in a moment with Jesus Baez coming up, waiting on Brian Edgington's first pitch. It's dribbled foul. So both pitchers, three scoreless. Wenninger, six strikeouts. Edgington, four. Mets have two hits. Wenninger's only allowed one. Wenninger, 42 pitches, 25 strikes. Edgington, 41 pitches, 27 strikes. I mean, it's about dead even right now. Both pitchers have stranded a runner in scoring position. Edgington did that in the first against the Mets. Wenninger just got a key strikeout at the knees of Sanchez to strand a runner at third. Good old-fashioned pitcher's duel, although these guys probably not going to be in there for a long time. Gone are the days of pitcher going 7-8 innings. Two pitchers each went five. Probably be max. 1-2 on Baez, who drew a walk last time up. This ball skips away. Baez, the only batter Edgington has walked all year. Lost him on a 3-1 fastball. It's 2-2 now. Edgington, the 2-2 chopper foul past third. Bunch of Tortuga relievers milling around down in the bullpen with their green hoodies on. Nobody throwing. is hanging around. Oh, we've got an automatic strike three call on Baez. Not alert to the pitch clock. Richie Arredondo, the home plate umpire, has been quick on the trigger today with that. He called Patelli for a automatic strike three, or automatic strike. Now Baez for strike three. Not a lot of grace period given for these hitters. And here's Ronald Hernandez. That's out number one in the inning. Hernandez, a bloop into left. On comes Confidon, and he's not going to get there. He was loping. Loping in, and it was actually the shortstop Sanchez who had the best opportunity to get to it. A last second lunge, couldn't get there. It looked like Erling Confidon was running in mud. Couldn't get the legs going. No, that's the Mets' third hit. All singles. Nick Morabito at the plate. He struck out swinging to end the first. Morabito takes fastball for a strike. It was Morabito who homered in the ninth inning of game one of the season against Daytona to send it to extras. A wind-aided home run. One of just three home runs hit by the Mets this year. Couldn't have picked a better time. Fastball up. 1-0. Short lead for Hernandez off first. A chopper, slow roller. This is going to be a tough play. Picked up by Edgington. Throws off his back foot. Not in time. Morabito too fast. Hustled through the base. Legs out an infield single. A slow chopper, as slow as it can be at least, on the artificial surface. Against any other batter, Edgington maybe has a play, but not against the speedster Morabito. Back-to-back hits for the Mets after the automatic strike three. Now Fitzimperozzo at the plate, first and second. It's one out. Perozzo struck out swinging in the second on a seven-game hitting streak. Swings late on the fastball, going for the downs. Tough for left-handed hitters to hit one out to right field today with the wind blowing in from center and right. Edgington looks back to second. Pitch home, another big rip. Long swings here from Perozzo. Can't catch up with the fastball. Nothing in two. He will use the timeout. No score. Mets trying to break through in the top of the fourth inning. Of course, last time they were here, oh boy, August 2023, Perozzo in the middle of a firestorm at the end of a series. Sure, he didn't forget. 0-2 pitch, and this one's high and in. He was catching on a Sunday afternoon in extra innings, tie game, bases loaded, tried to frame a pitch for a strike. It was called ball four to lose the game, and the batter who took that ball four just hulked over him. Bench is cleared. No punches thrown, but a big dust-up. That player, Sal Stewart, promoted the next day. Did not play in the following series. The teams met a month later. It's like all was forgotten. 2-2 pitch coming from Edgington, and that's broken back ground ball, and that's going to be stopped at second base. The throw is good from Patelli. If the bat stays intact, maybe the ball has enough power to get through, but Patelli cuts it off. Half the bat winds up on the first base line. Broken bat, ground out, 4-3. It advances the runners, but they're two down. A big at-bat here as Chris Suero with the hit could give the Mets a two-run lead. What figures to be a low-scoring game. Edgington, with the first pitch, swung on and missed as Suero took a big rip for strike one. Suero popped out to first in the second inning. He's 0 for 1. Edgington set the pitch. Foul tip for strike two. Edgington getting ahead. Two straight hitters, nothing in two, and Suero will call his timeout. meander around off to the side. Now right back in the box. Edgington set. Pitch on the way. And it's ripped to left field. That's fair. It's trouble. That is a fair ball. And it one hops off the wall. Kicks around. Two runs are in. Suero delivers. Turned on a pitch at 83 miles per hour. One hops it off the warning track. He brings in Hernandez and Morabito, and the Mets have a 2-0 lead in the fourth. Big hit by Chris Suero. Two-run double. It was fair by a good bit off the bat. Looked like it was riding down the line, but say fair by 5 to 10 feet. Exit velocity 106 miles per hour. That was a good rip by Suero. He was taking big cuts in that at-bat. He rode that one right down the line. Cuevas is up. A chance to make it 3-0 if he can get a hit. So the Mets break through on Edgington. Mets, when they score first this year, just 4-4. They've been scoring first more recently. Cuevas waits on the 1-0. Here's the pitch. That one's popped out of play left side. That'll get over the stands in the home clubhouse. Now, Mets offense started to come into life late on Saturday night. Scored those four runs across the final two innings against Tampa. Cuevas a big part of that with a two-run double in the eighth, bringing the Mets closer. Oh, Suero trying to steal third. Here's the throw to get him. Oh, it's in plenty of time. Suero's out, tried the swim move with the left arm to get it in, but Cameron Jones calls him out. So the Mets should beware not to test Connor Burns. Too good. Suero wiped out on the bases, but not before he delivers a two-out, two-run double. The Mets have a 2-0 lead halfway through the fourth.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Jack Winninger with the lead. We'll handle the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Mets. Winninger facing Cabrera, Patelli, and Duno this inning. 2-3-4. First pitch, a fast strike. And going back to that last out of the top of the fourth, Chris Suero thrown out at third base trying to steal. He made it close with the swim move as this ball is hit well to left field. De Los Santos running back, he's got it. Well, he caught that about belt high. I think he realized that it was that short. And Cabrera will line out. But Suero, it was not, the throw was there and so far ahead of him that even if he did get the arm in, the umpire's always going to call that. 90% of the time going to call that an out. There's not enough angles for these umpires to risk calling a guy safe when the throw is that far ahead of time. So this is something Mets have to be aware of, that Suero, he's already in scoring position. He's probably going to score on a hit. So what is the risk? It's too great, in this broadcaster's opinion, to try to steal with two outs. And a swing and a miss by Patelli. Because Daytona has now thrown out 9 of 16 base runners. Teams just don't even try to run on them. And you see why. They're well over 50%. It's not worth it. Burns is too good. So the run game, the Mets, they do like to steal, but and this is a fast track. Might not be the team to do it against. Weninger misses this pitch low on the 0-2 to Patelli. Patelli struck out swinging in the first. He's a tough out. He had a great game against the Mets on a Saturday night in Port St. Lucie as this pitch is a tad high. Two-two. As Patelli evens the count, and he fouls one back. Patelli, on a Saturday night against the Mets, went 3-for-3 with four-for-four with a triple, double, two singles, three RBI, plus a walk. He's good. 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses at this. It's foul tipped. Throw to first. Suero has it. Dangerous throw by Hernandez right over the top of Patelli's helmet. Nothing can really slow Weninger down right now. Another strikeout. He's up to 7. The Tortuga's bats quiet tonight. Squirrel. Almost in the booth. He crawled up the net right in front of the booth. The squirrel from last year's back. Swing and a miss from Duno. Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Old ballpark. Bring you more history on that tomorrow. But originally City Island Ballpark has undergone many renovations, but still has the charm, some would say. Certainly the history does not have the modern amenities. Check swing on appeal. Went around. Duno goes around, strikes out. He didn't think so. The Mets are already running off the field. Now Cameron Jones, first base umpire, is not going to call them back. Two more strikeouts. For Weninger, that's 8 in 4 innings. He has struck out at least 2 in every inning he's pitched. Mets off to a good start today. Lead 4-0, 2-0 through 4 innings. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald back with you from Jackie Robinson Ballpark, Daytona Beach, Florida. They have these new LED lights, so Jackie Robinson Ballpark, very old facility, not many modern amenities, but there's one for you. LED lights, which they're turned on right now, but still bright enough. Still some sunlight coming in from over the third base grandstands, the concrete and metal bleachers. The majority of the coverage stands are underneath the press box, out of view from the broadcast booth. You can only imagine what's going on underneath there. This pitch to Johairo Cuevas is low for a ball as we open the fifth inning. Mets 2, Tortugas nothing. Cuevas drives this ball into right field, and that's going to get down in front of Almonte, who did a nice job to cut it off in the gap. It's going to hold Cuevas to a long single. And the Mets are starting to pile up some hits here. That's number 6 against Edgington. And that's 4 hits in the last five batters. And he had that big caught stealing. Burns wiping out Suero at third base. De Los Santos hit into a double play, lined into a double play at 95 miles per hour. So the Mets have put together some good swings tonight as this first pitch is a ball to Diego Mosquera. Snap throw to first base by Burns, not in time to get Cuevas. And Cuevas not a known base stealer, and with Burns' propensity to throw out runners, probably not a threat to go, although he's got a humongous lead. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. Start looking at Mets, who might be able to steal a base or two this week. Morabito. This might stop and start. Start and stop with him. 2-0 pitch. Fouled away. Fastball. Mosquera batting ninth today, has a single. Ground ball. That ticked off the shortstop Sanchez's mitt back in the third inning. And erased on the lineout double play as he was doubled off. Edgington ready with the 2-1. Swing and a miss on a wipeout slider. Even count, two balls, two strikes. Short lead for Cuevas. He's been getting a good secondary lead. Edgington will throw over, and he's safe. Oh, baby, just got the right left arm in. Close, close, close. Cam Jones said safe. That's the second pickoff attempt. Another one has to result in the pickoff, or else it's a balk. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball at 92 miles per hour. Mosquera strikes out. That's the sixth strikeout for Edgington. And we go back to the top of the lineup and Jeffrey De Los Santos, who's hit two hard balls today. One for a sharp single on the first pitch of the game. One, a line out back to the pitcher at 95 miles per hour. See if Edgington tries something different. Something other than the fastball. Now we went fastball away. 2-0 St. Lucie. One on, one out, top of the fifth. Game one of a six-game set in Daytona Beach. Big lead for Cuevas. Pitch comes in. It looked like a split. Called the strike. Well located at the knees on the corner. And the lefty hitting De Los Santos. Started last year with St. Lucie. It was starting to come around. Then he sprained his ankle on a sliding Clearwater. That cost him as another pickoff play. Close, but not as close as the previous. Cuevas safe. De Los Santos, an awkward slide into second base in Clearwater almost a year ago. I had him on the IL for a long time. This pitch misses down and low. Somewhat stunted his season, but he ended up getting up to Brooklyn. Ball is striking out. Edgington's pitch, swung on and missed. Breaking ball at 82. And timeout called by De Los Santos. He steps out of the box. Edgington rotates and looks at first. Now back to the plate. A 1-2 pitch outside. Another off-speed pitch at 83. And time is called. I think Edgington wants to know what the count is. 3-2. The scoreboard had it at 2-2. Edgington saw that and requested from the umpire what the count was. It's a full count. Cuevas, will he go with one out? No, they're going to check on him first. He is safe again. This may be one of the reasons why Daytona is so good at catching base runners. Their pitchers really pay attention to those runners, keep them honest. Cuevas, he's running. Pitches a strike. The throw down to second. He is safe. Fans thought they had to strike him out, throw him out. It was close. Cuevas got a great jump, head first slide. Looked like the right call. De Los Santos caught looking. A rare stolen base against the Tortugas. And now time is called. Willie Blair, pitching coach, is out for a visit. For the first time tonight, activity in the bullpen for either side. The Tortugas have a right-hander beginning to throw as Edgington is an out away from getting through five solid innings. Mets have a 2-0 lead on the Suero two-run double last inning. That came with two outs. Colin Houck is going to get a chance to hit with the runner in scoring position after this mound visit, which has just ended. Mound visit number one of the night for either side. Houck into the box. Edgington fiddling with the ball, brings it set. Pitch down for a ball. Throw to second base. Not in time to get Cuevas, who was running back to the bag. Stuck his foot in there. I think Burns is a little perturbed that he didn't throw him out. Probably. 1-0 pitch. Houck will take it right in there for a strike. Houck had the game-winning sac fly against Daytona on opening night. He got two doubles, two triples, and five RBI this year, plus nine walks. One of those triples came on Sunday afternoon. Pitch skips in for a ball. 2-1. That's out hitting Daytona 6-1 tonight. The lead is just two. Edgington looks to second, throw home, check swing, throw back to second. Not in time, not even close. Telly wasn't even on the bag. That's a lot of confidence for Burns. I wonder if his arm is sore after the night. Two throwdowns to second, neither close. A lot of times you cringe when that happens because the ball has the tendency to sail or get away, but he's really accurate. 3-1 to Houck, and he grounds it to third foul. Picked up by Yuki, manager and third base coach. Oh, look at this, a third base coach who's actually in the box. Cari de la Cruz playing by the rules. He's in the box. Nah, he might step out of it. He's towing the line. 3-2. Could be the last batter for Edgington. Houck waits the 3-2, and it's outside for ball four. An emphatic toss of the bat off to the side. Colin Houck works just the second walk issued by Edgington this year. And Julio Murillo out of the dugout immediately points down to the bullpen. So that will do it for Edgington. And trouble getting out of the fourth, and he has trouble getting out of the fifth. He departs. New pitcher coming in for Daytona. Mets lead 2-0. They're looking for more.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
The new pitcher for the Tortugas is right-hander Alex Johnson. 23 years old from Buffalo, New York. He was a Reds draft pick back in 2019, 36th rounder. Remember those days? 40 rounds. Prior to that, 50 rounds. McKinley High School in Buffalo. Johnson, this will be a relief appearance number 4. Numbers not that great, but he hasn't been pitching a lot. In his 3 games, just 2 1/3 innings. Walks an issue, 4. Only 1 hit. Inherits 2-1 with 2 outs. As Jesus Baez, lead the hitter, Baez has not made contact tonight. Has walked and struck out. Johnson, first pitch. Baez hits it high and foul. Maybe overdramatic. Ready for the first pitch. Cuevas, who started this inning with a single on second base. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Edgington before he departed. 0-1 pitch, fastball, a strike, 94. And it's nothing and 2. Baez still one of the top RBI men in the league. 12, which is tied for second. He's got ducks on the pond. And he takes the slider away. 1-2. Johnson working from the far right corner of the rubber. A 1-2 pitch. And ground ball to third. Sanchez fields it. Throws to first, on target to Pino, and the inning is over. Mets threaten the hit and a walk, but strand a pair. We're halfway home in the series opener. Mets lead the Tortugas 2-0.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
You know, between innings, one of the contests for the fans was not as fun as the one I remember last year. Not sure who the sponsor was, but this one, they had 3 gentlemen, probably mid-late 20s, doing push-ups and jumping jacks and burpees and doing poses afterwards. One pose was twerking. That didn't seem very appropriate. One was mean mugging. One was doing a disco dance. But I liked it better when they were stuffing their faces with chicken fingers last year. As we begin the home fifth with Connor Burns at the plate. Wenninger on a roll here. 4 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. He misses up high to Burns, who struck out in the second. So one year they're having people woof down chicken fingers as fast as they can between innings. The next year they have them doing burpees? I mean, if I was a fan, I'd want to get in a time portal and go back to last year. Would you like to sign up for an on-field contest, sir, before the game, during the game? Sure. Good, you're doing burpees. No. I want to drink beer and eat chicken fingers. 1-2 pitch. Fouled away. Looks like Swearer will give it a look. And that one's going to be out of play. Good amount of foul territory here. Not quite. Maybe it is Jupiter-esque. Bullpen's in foul territory. A lot of room. That ball got over the net. 1-2 to Burns. Slider down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Looking in the Mets bullpen. No activity whatsoever. Do expect to see Ernesto Mercedes in this game. 2-2 pitch, and that one sawed off as well. Wendinger approaching 60 pitches now. Edgington topped out at 80. Two-two pitch, breaking ball, fouled off again, and this is the best at-bat the Tortugas have put together in the game. Faltini, the only hit, that came on a first pitch back in the third. Burns making Wendinger work. Burns hit a 3-run homer off Wendinger in the first game of the season. And he flies this ball way out to left. De Los Santos chasing back. He's looking for room. He reaches out, and he hauls it in with the last second swipe. Jeffrey De Los Santos got that ball. Wasn't going to get out of the park, but certainly would have got onto the warning track, and De Los Santos not plucked it. Well, it's a great catch. Well, you figured it was heading towards good contact for Burns, as many pitches as he saw. Couldn't get the drop. As Almonte takes this pitch up. Mets lead is 2-0. One out in the bottom of the fifth. Wendinger putting together one of the best performances of the season for the Mets on the mound. This pitch is a strike. He's trying to get through 5 scoreless. The 1-1 in there for a strike. Only giving up the 1 hit, no walks, 8 Ks. One and two on Almonte. The kick and delivery outside. No good. Breaking ball away. Two-two pitch. Fouled away. At-bats are getting better here for the Daytona Tortugas, which now second time through the lineup. You would expect. 2-2. High. That looked like a pretty good pitch. Almonte, a tall guy, but it was high. Arredondo's strike zone has been pretty good tonight. 3-2 to the batter, and pitches inside corner for a called strike 3, and Almonte cannot believe it. And it was a strike. According to TrackMan, he sold it by jumping back, but didn't fool the umpire. Arredondo called him out. A couple of strikeouts looking last three innings, Tortugas have not cared for. Calls have been right. 7 in a row retired by Wendinger. Confidon swings late on a fastball. And we started the game by retiring the first 7, then Faltini singled. And he's followed that up with 7 in a row set down. Pitches inside. 1-1. Wendinger's pitch. Ooh, slider, nice one. Wrapped in at the last second. Hitting the outside corner. 1-2. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to second. Scooped up by Mascara. Throws to first in time. It's a 1-2-3 inning. 8 straight retired by Jack Wendinger. 5 innings, 1 hit. Scoreless, no walks, and 9 punchouts. Great start by Wendinger. Mets will carry their 2-0 lead to the 6th inning in Daytona.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Sixth inning. Mets at the plate. Alex Johnson will continue to pitch for Daytona. Got the last out of the fifth. Edgington's final line, 4 2/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Again, 80 pitches, 50 strikes. Johnson throws this first pitch strike to Ronald Hernandez. 1 for 2 with the single and a strikeout. One of the Mets runs. Ground ball sharply. Fair ball. Takes a funky bounce. Hernandez kind of trying to run to second, and he's going to reach standing up. It didn't get into the corner. It roped to the right and hit off the padding near the Budweiser bullpen bar and came back towards the infield, but that didn't stop Ronald from hustling to second base for a double. Instead of the second baseman Almonte running to the corner to get that ball, and actually kicked to Patelli, the second baseman. Well, Hernandez with the Mets' 7th hit of the night. That's a big runner out there on second base. Wenninger is mowing through Daytona, but there's still plenty of time for the Tortugas to come back. 2-run lead, never safe. As Morabito takes a strike, Nick legged out an infield single and scored last time up. Johnson's pitch is cut on and fouled. Looking in the Mets' bullpen, no action. Wenninger's going to come out for the sixth. No Mets starter has come out for the sixth inning yet this year. Starting to stretch these guys out. 0-1, good check swing on a slider. Morabito lays off. Time called. Hernandez with that double. That's his third of the year. Third most on the team, trailing Baez's 5 and Perozo's 4. Morabito waiting for the 1-1, and he grounds it to third, but it turns foul towards Daytona's bullpen. 1-2. Just tuning in, Mets took the lead on a 2-run double by Chris Suero with 2 outs in the fourth. Jack Wenninger is having a great start, his best of the year. Best start of the year for any Mets starter. Pitch is high. Maybe the best pitching outing by any Met this year. There with the Jonah Tong game against Daytona back on the third day of the season. 2-2 to Morabito, and he grounds one foul to third again. Balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Runner at second in the top of the sixth. Johnson coming set with it. And there's a line drive. Base hit into right field for Morabito. Hernandez is going to get the stop sign at third. Throw comes in to Pino at first. As he so often does, Nick Morabito shoots the ball the other way with the two-strike count. A base hit, and it sets up the Mets with runners at the corners. And nobody out. Nick is 2-for-3 today. Turning to the site of his first St. Louis Met game. Fond memories. Having a good night at the plate. The Mets offense has gone in long spurts this year, doing next to nothing. While the runs haven't been produced today in a great amount, they're getting hits. Vincent Perozzo looking for a 7-8-game hitting streak at the plate. Morabito's trying to steal. The ball is dropped by Burns. Dropped right behind him. Morabito slides into second base head first and crawls back to the bag. Maybe a little winded. So uncontested stolen bases. Burns popped up, ready to throw down. Pulled the ball out of his mitt and dropped it behind his head. Infield in now. Pitch is high. That's ball two. First pitch was a ball as well. So second and third for the Mets with nobody out. And a double play out of order, so Daytona draws the infield in. Rosso waits on the 2-0 from Johnson. He comes set. And fouls this one straight back over the press box. Heading out to the side street. Hopefully no broken windshield. Two balls and a strike. The pitch home. High in the strike zone. Perozzo looks back and says no. Not up to him. Two balls, two strikes. Johnson set, but time called by Perozzo at the last second. Double and a single to start this inning, plus the stolen base mixed in. Where the Mets, good opportunity here to make it a 3, maybe even 4-0 game. Really put the pressure on Daytona on the back half of this game on their offense. 2-2 to Perozzo, and he strikes out swinging on the high fastball. That's much needed by Johnson. It's the hot hitter. And now Chris Suero will come up. Infield will stay in. Pressure starts to mount on Suero to at least make contact, get this ball in the outfield. Daytona's outfield's playing shallow. With the wind still breezing in as night begins to set. Suero takes a high strike. Suero, the two-run double last time up. It's a chance for a 4-RBI game. He can get a hit here. Johnson's 1-1 pitch and swung on and missed, and it's nothing in two. And now the inning starts to tilt the other way as Suero will use his timeout. Another strikeout would really put Daytona in a position to get through this inning unscathed. Johnson ready for the 1-2. Here it comes. High. It's a 0-2 count that Suero got his hit on last time. Time called. Who called time? Suero already used his. It wasn't him. Everybody's set now. Two ball, two strike count. Pitch home. Line drive, and it eats up the third baseman, Cabrera. It's into left field. One run is. Morabito's coming in. He's going to score. Suero goes to second. He's got two hits and four RBI tonight as the Mets increase their lead to 4-0. Hot shot. Had the third baseman, Cabrera, falling back, hoping he could blindly scoop it. Sticking his glove out to his left, and it went right over the top into left field. Chris Suero having a big game for the Mets. Well, it felt like Johnson had a chance to turn this inning around with the Perozzo strikeout, getting Suero to two strikes, but could not finish him off. And Chris Suero having an excellent night at the ball field. Here's Cuevas, and he swings through a fastball. One out remains in the inning. Three hits this inning for the Mets. Johnson, the pitch home, swung through and missed by Cuevas. He was one for two tonight, batting eighth. Well, the Mets now have activity in the bullpen. Miguel Alfonseca added to the roster today. Well, maybe Wenninger sitting too long. Having pitched five innings into the game, that might be the only thing that knocks him out of the game. A long wait. Swing and a miss for strike three. Throw back to second, not going to get Suero. And Cuevas goes down on strikes for the second out. Well, the Mets usually don't warm up a pitch in the bullpen unless they intend to use it. So fairly confident that Jack Wenninger's night's done. Didn't look that way at the start of this inning. And as it's progressed, looks like he's finished this evening. Pitches inside to Diego Mosquera. Mosquera one for two from the ninth spot. Mets lead 4-0, out hitting Daytona 9-1. Throw back to second, skips away, but knocked down out there at second base by Patelli. Again, this is a very concerted effort by the Tortugas to control the Mets on the bases. Mets still have swiped two tonight. Better than most. Pitches inside. Daytona only allowed 7 base stolen bases all year coming into the game. Mets are 2 out of 3 trying to steal. On Mosquera. Pitch comes in and hits him on the hand. And he's in some pain. Walking right over to the dugout. And now crouching down halfway there. And Adam Devery, the trainer, will come on out and have a look. Somewhere, well, maybe the left hand, Yuki De La Cruz is going to come in as well. But instant pain for Mosquera. That 2-0 pitch escaped Johnson. Now Diego shedding all the equipment, has a smile as he puts his helmet back on. Maybe it was not as bad as it first appeared. Hands off the rest of the equipment to the bat boy and heads on down to first. A long inning continues. Mets have 3 hits in the hit batter in the inning. 2 strikeouts for Johnson. Daytona and St. Lucie have now struck out combined 18 times. Back to the top in De Los Santos. Pickoff throw to second. Close, but Suero's back in. Suero tried to steal third last time he made it to second base and was cut down. Keeping him honest with 2 outs. Make it tougher to score on a hit to the outfield. Johnson's pitch is outside. De Los Santos 1 for 3 today. A single lined into a double play and struck out looking. Batting leadoff in this rehab assignment. Johnson coming set. The pitch. Foul back. Ball and a strike. Mets lead 4-0, 2-on, 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning. Johnson set, another long look back to Suero, who's fidgeting. The pitch struck foul. Off to the left. Canal ball. That canal right in view from the stadium. I wonder how many balls wind up in that canal. Kayaker going out there, just plant themselves like they do up there in McCovey Cove and San Fran. Not as exciting. 1-2. Johnson, the pitch, foul back. Out squirrel. Long inning for the Mets at the plate. They've pushed 2 across. Two more on base. The pitch comes home. Outside. Suero's going to try to steal third, and he's thrown out again. Burns didn't know whether to throw to second base or to third base, and That's the second time Suero has run the Mets out of the inning when he's already in scoring position. Taking the bat out of the hitter's hands. He's had a great night. And I'm sure he'd like to forget those two. Two more runs for the Mets, and they have a 4-0 lead. We're midway through the sixth.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Surprise, surprise, Jack Weninger is going to pitch to start this sixth inning. And he faced Trey Faltini with a sharp one-hopper right at Hauk, though to first, one down on one pitch. And Faltini was the only batter that Weninger had not retired tonight. He singled on the first pitch he saw in the third. This time a rocket one-hopper. Probably the two hardest hit balls of the night from Faltini. I'm wondering if that would have been the last batter, but no. We'll continue with Yasiel Pino, a nine-hitter. Pino's going to take this for strike one. Miguel Alfonseca continues to warm up in the Mets' bullpen. Pino out 1-3 and a comebacker in the third. 0-for-1. And he flies this ball right field side. Cuevas coming underneath makes the catch. He was playing shallow, and that paid off. And a lot of running around from Mosquera and Suero, only to have Cuevas see it and have it the whole way. All right, it's two quick outs for Weninger. Now pitching with the 4-0 lead. Back to the top in Sanchez. It's 9 in a row retired. Correction, 10. And a pitch is outside for ball one. Sanchez has struck out twice. Not many times you see a batter and pitcher face off for a third time in a game. Pitch is high. It's 2-0. 4-0 Mets, two outs, nobody on, home sixth. Weninger applying the pressure here, getting a couple of quick outs, now with the biggest lead, misses low for ball three. Hasn't walked anybody yet. 3-0, lays it right down the middle. You know he'd like to post six shutout innings without the walk. 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed, full count. Came right back with that fastball. Probably expect the same thing here. Three straight heaters right over the strike zone. Not messing around. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball fouled away. Came right at him at 93. And Weninger's got to pause and feel the ball that came out to him. Where'd that ball come from? The dugout? The bullpen? There comes another payoff from Weninger. Struck him out with the fastball. Wow, Jack Weninger, what an appearance, what a start. Six one hit, shutout innings, no walks, 10 strikeouts. Woo! What a night for Jack Weininger on the mound. Mets continue to lead 4-0 through six innings. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Excellent performance by Jack Weininger, one of the best pitching performances I can recall in recent St. Lucie Met history and memory. Loved how he finished, falling behind 3-0, coming back with just straight heat, overpowering Carlos Sanchez for a third time tonight. Now we play into the seventh. The Mets holding a 4-0 lead. Figures to be a bullpen game the rest of the way for the Mets now. Third pitcher of the night on for Daytona. This is Jonah Herney, lefty. And he has a 1-1 count on Jeffrey De Los Santos. And De Los Santos gets the clean slate after Chris Suero was picked off or caught stealing in the last inning. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Pitch, sweeper outside. 1-2. De Los Santos tonight 1-for-3. And has returned to game action. Ernie's pitch. Turned him inside for a ball. Ernie ready for the 2-2, right down the pipe for strike three, froze De Los Santos, and he knew it, one away. Jack Weininger, again, six innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, 10 strikeouts, only threw 82 pitches, 54 strikes. That was remarkable. He was on from the first pitch of the game that he threw, and the only time I'd even say he struggled at all. Struggle's not even the right word. The only question mark, that's probably too strong as well, is when he fell behind Sanchez 3-0. Rallied to strike him out. And there was that one at-bat with Burns, who fought him hard, only to fly out to deep left. Well-struck ball, but that's it. There's Houck fouling one away into the Mets' bullpen. Long run for Pino, and he just can't get there. Actually, it looked like he might have overran it, but hard to blame him as he tried to get to a spot. Ball died a little to his left. And Houck gets a reprieve. He's 0-for-2 with the walk. O-2 pitch struck him out. The fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Herney to start this appearance. Jonah Herney, He's 24 years old, old for this league, lefty from Virginia Tech. Hails from Hawaii. Relief appearance number 4 of the year for him. He struck out 10 and 2/3 coming into the night. 5.91 ERA. Jesus Baez takes a strike. Mets have a 4-0 lead with 2 outs, nobody on in the top of the 7th. Baez 0 for 2 with the walk tonight. Pitch misses down and away, 1-1. Herney, the 1-1. Baez takes the breaking ball outside. Good take. Launched it all the way in. Miguel Alfonseca warming up again in the Mets bullpen. Pitch is roped into left field. That's down. A hit for Baez on a line. Nice rip by Jesus. And the ball gets away on the infield. Herney's going to throw to second. Baez tries to go up, and he's thrown out. Oh, mistake by the left fielder Confidon on a bad throw in. But Herney backed up the play and threw out Baez trying to take second. The Mets have now run themselves and out 3 on the bases 3 times in this game. Being aggressive and too aggressive on the bases, though it's hard to blame Baez once that ball started to skirt away through the infield. He'll settle for the single. Stretch time at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Mets have a 4-0 lead.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
They can officially close the book on Wenninger with the 6 shutout innings, 1-hit ball. Turns it over to old friend Miguel Alfonseca. First pitch he throws is batted out to second. Diego Mascara, easy toss, and that retires Ricardo Cabrera. One pitch, one out. We've seen that a couple of times tonight from Daytona. And that's... must feel pretty strong with the 4-run lead. But last road trip to Jupiter, they had a 4-run lead, 4-0 lead, exact same lead in the 7th inning against the Hammerheads, and that's when it started to slip. So as this ball's bunted foul by Patel, that kind of tells you where the night is for Daytona. Down by 4, getting late, and just trying to bunt to throw something different at the Mets. Well, Alfonseca, 24 years old, in his third different go-around with the Mets now, from San Cristobal to Dominican. As time is called, got a new baseball. Umpire saying Miguel's got to get a new baseball. That one's not going to be accepted anymore. Alfonseca, he has good stuff. We know that. But it's been about throwing strikes and overall getting outs. As this ball is swung on and missed, he's got a kind of a herky-jerky motion throws three quarters, hides the ball well. And it's go time for him. He's got to pitch well and get up out of St. Lucie once and for all. 0-2 pitch coming to Patelli, just off the plate. We know he's good. You know why he's good? Because he made the opening day pitching staff in 2022, and that was an excellent staff. Excellent. And one of the better ones in St. Lucie Met history. A 1-2 pitch. He didn't stick that. He didn't stick. Got shipped over back to the complex about a month in, but that staff featured Mike Fassel, Dom Hamill, guys who are knocking on the door of the majors right now. 2-2 pitch, and that one's fouled away. Ronald Fonseca came back that year, ended up pitching 23 games in 2022. Had a championship ring. Last year, 21 relief appearances in St. Lucie, 2 in Brooklyn. Started this year over on the complex side, now back in St. Lucie. And he's trying to put away Patelli. The breaking ball. He can throw up to 95-96. Gilbert Gomez, the manager last year, tried him out at closer at different points in time. So Mets really didn't have a dominant pitcher, but Gilbert felt that his stuff could close at least on that team. 2-2 pitch, called strike three, the slider on the outside corner. And Dominic Patelli, one of the better hitters in the league, is looking at an 0-for-3, three strikeout night. As the Mets' dominance on the mound is continuing here in game one of this series. A brief visit as Hernandez goes out and talks to Alfonseca. That's a good visit. Give him a breather. That was a tough battle. And that's just the first mound visit of the night for the Mets. They have six left. Alfredo Duno up 0-for-2 at the ground out and a strikeout, and Duno takes one away. Ball one. 4-0 Mets. Two outs, nobody on. Seventh inning. 1-0 pitch is inside, 2-0. It's a good crowd tonight at the Jack, but they have not had a whole lot to cheer about. And the loudest the crowd has gotten is over some calls from the umpire. Pitch is skied on the infield, now drifting shallow into right. Mascara planting himself underneath, makes the catch. And that second baseman puts it away. A successful debut inning for Miguel Alfonseca. Three up, three down. Ground out, punch out, pop out. Mets pitching a masterpiece tonight. 7 shutout, 1-hit innings. And they lead 4-0.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Getting deep into the night. This game, not even 2 hours old. We're in the eighth inning and well pitched on both sides. A couple of one two-out, two-strike double by Suero. That's produced all the runs. Raul Hernandez, he scored twice, half the Mets runs. He punches one over the first base back. Oh, no! Foul ball. Foul ball over the first base bag. That ball, oh, Cameron Jones is looking right at the umpire. I would have told you that ball skipped right over the first base bag. Hernandez tried to shoot one down there for another extra base hit. That's who he led off the sixth inning. I swear that ball went right over the bag. Almost hit the bag. Well, Herney's second pitch of the inning is taken for a strike. So Ronald right in the mix tonight. Two for three. Single, double, half the Mets run scored. Nice job from the cleanup spot. Of course, catching this great pitching performance. Good night all around for him at the moment. Fights this ball off. Foul, Pino on the run. He's going to have room, and he's got the catch. Nice play by Pino. That ball did not have a lot of height on it. One away in the visiting eighth. How about what's happening around the rest of the Florida State League tonight as the Mets and Tortugas, like everybody else, starting a brand new series. Everybody in Florida enjoying great weather to start this year. I don't think we've had one rain out, one postponement. I don't even know if we've had a delay. I think we had one rain-shortened game. It was a morning game over on the West Coast. But so far, so good. Nick Morabito takes a ball. He's 2 for 3. And he takes a strike. Well, in the other East games, how about Palm Beach and Fort Myers scoreless in the seventh? Mets always root for the West teams to beat the East in the interleague. So go, Mighty Muscles, go. Pitch nearly hits Morabito and gets out of the way. Jupiter is beating Dunedin 4-3 in Jupiter in the bottom of the eighth inning. So the Hammerheads 3 outs away from a series-opening victory. 2-1 pitch coming. Morabito lashes that out of play. Remember last week, it was all interleague matchups for the East teams. And every East team won its series. So the Mets winning 4-6 games did not gain 1 inch of ground in the standings. But they didn't lose ground either. 2-2 pitch is grounded to the hole at short. Diving try, but it's by Sanchez. A base hit for Morabito. He's got a three-hit game. Well, Nick came in amongst the league leaders and hits batting average on base, and he's only going to add to it. Came in 475 on base percentage. Second in the league. Tied fourth in batting average, 333. Fifth in hits at 16. Well, he's 3 for 4 tonight, so I'm going to recheck the league leaders after the game. Perozzo, this could be it for him in his hitting streak. It's at 7 right now. He's 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts as the DH. He takes a called strike. One on, one out. 4-0 Mets in the eighth. Perozzo, big rip for strike two. He's been in an 0-2 hole now in all 4 at-bats. Ernie comes set. Morabito, big size lead off first, not running. Pitch comes home right down the middle for strike three, and Perozzo knew it. And a tough night for Perozzo. 0-4, 3 strikeouts, maybe the end of his 7-game hitting streak. The other two games in the FSL involve the West Division teams. Lakeland's up 2-1 at Tampa in the bottom of the 8th inning. Tampa, of course, losing the last 3 to the Mets. Previous series, Bradenton down by 1 at Clearwater in the bottom of the 7th, 2-1. Clearwater in first place in the West. Stolen base for Nick Morabito as that ball gets away from Burns, the catcher. That's the second time tonight Burns has reached for a ball that maybe wasn't securely in his mitt yet. Lost the handle. And despite the Mets running into outs on the bases tonight, this has got to be the most successful game against the Tortugas anybody's had stealing bases. The Mets have swiped 3. Pitches up and away. So with 2 outs, Suero at the plate. He He's got a chance for a 5 RBI night. Probably another reason why Morabito took the risk to get up to second. Herney's 2-0. Suero looks at it outside, 3-0. Be very careful to Chris. Suero get the green light, 3-0. If he gets a pitch to hit, he does. And it's right back to the pitcher who blindly stabbed it. Herney makes the play. He looked down, stuck the glove above his head, and the ball went right in the mitt, taking away a potential hit up the middle and another run. And Suero that close to a 5 RBI game. The inning is over. No runs for the Mets. One hit, no errors, one stranded. Halfway through the eighth inning, the Mets still leading 4-0.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
That was one inning and done for Miguel Alfonseca in his season debut. The bridge pitcher between Weninger and Ernesto Mercedes. We figured we'd see Mercedes today. Here he is pitching the eighth inning with a 4-0 lead, facing Connor Burns. First pitch, fastball away. Mercedes has talent. His splitter, one of the best pitches in the organization. But he has not shown great command this year. Mets have put him in a good position, asking for 6 outs with a 4-0 lead. And he's got a strike there to Burns, who didn't like the call. And he will use the timeout. The Tortugas have been anemic at the plate tonight. First 7 batters are tired. That broken up by a single by Faltini. 14 batters since have all been retired. Burns 0-for-2, had one of the better at-bats of the night back in the fifth against Weninger. This pitch dropped in for a strike. Ooh, no, a ball. Looked like it maybe crossed up Hernandez. And it's 2-1. Maybe fool the umpire. Pitch. Missed low for a ball. Well, walks have been the issue. He's walked 7. In 8 1/3, in his last outing, he threw 3 wild pitches to the backstop. He's also been hittable with 10 hits. So, again, talent, but hasn't really looked sharp at any point in his previous 3 games this year. 3-1 pitch, and he gets a swing and a miss on a fastball. Fastball at 96. Important pitch here. As the Mets try to keep suffocating the Tortugas, it's fouled away. Mercedes from Pimentel in the Dominican Republic, 2022 international class signee by the Mets. Another 3-2 pitch. And he gets a strikeout on the fastball. 94, knee high. Burns goes down. And Mercedes doesn't give in for falling behind 3-1. Found the arm slot. Got the ball over. That's the 12th strikeout of the night for the Mets. Everybody's got at least one. 10 for Winninger. 1 for Alfonseca. And now 1 for Ernesto Mercedes. As Ariel Amonte, who struck out twice tonight, stands in. First pitch, slider, strike one. Alfonseca, again, one perfect inning with the strikeout, only 11 pitches needed. Oh, 1. Low for a ball, 1-1. Mets on their second road trip of the year, their first overnight road trip. First road trip was down to Jupiter. Those just commuter games. Work out of Clover Park and play the game 45 minutes down the road. The pitch swung on and missed. Mets went 2-4 in that series. Very easily could have been 3-3, and that 4-0 lead disappear late. A 1-2. Up and away. Mets last year, very young team, didn't do very well in the overnight games. You get young guys traveling for the first real time, living in a hotel room away, different ballpark, different environment, different schedule. 2-2 coming home. Inside for ball three. Mets fared a lot better in the Jupiter games last year. Trying to get off to a great start. Their first overnight trip this year. Full count on Almonte. Payoff pitch. Walked him. First walk of the night. So this time he gets ahead and surrenders the walk, whereas last time he fell way behind, came back and got the strikeout. It's a rare cheer from the home crowd. First walk of the night issued. One on, one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. 4-0 Mets. Irlene Confidon will come up. Those two batters, that's kind of Mercedes in a nutshell. Both went full counts, one strikeout, one walk. Falling behind guys, getting ahead of guys. No real consistency as he misses high with the fastball. Confidon a ground out and a strikeout. That's outside. It's 2-0. Now, Mercedes kicking around the dirt, looking at his hand, and he will be joined on the mound by Hernandez, who senses where this is going. So the fastest way, I say it all the time, the fastest way to bring a stumbling team back into the game, start giving them free runners, walking guys, hitting guys, making an error, and then all of a sudden they just need one hit instead of, you know, a bunch of hits. I mean, Daytona's got one hit with one out in the seventh inning. If you're offense, if you're Mercedes, just throw it over the plate. Think they can get all of a sudden four or five hits in a row? Probably not going to happen. Hernandez back behind the plate, mound visit over. 2-0 on Confidon. Pitches right in there for a strike. Maybe Hernandez was saying something similar. Just throw strikes, throw it in there. Mercedes the 2-1, up and away for ball three. So a three ball count, and all three at bats now. Time called, that one by Hernandez late. Monte gets his lead from first. 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. That was a humongous swing and Confidon trying to make it a two-run game. Now here we go, 3-2 again. Three straight batters. Out of the chute against Ernesto Mercedes, getting to full counts. 3-2 pitch to Confidon. Inside, ball four. Not even close. And now you can hear the crowd back to life. Looking down to the Mets bullpen. They're going to get somebody down there moving. Another mound visit as Hernandez goes out for a word. And all of a sudden, you're looking at the tying run merging in the on-deck circle. Jordan Krause, the pitching coach, going to make a visit. Mercedes has thrown 18 pitches, only 8 strikes. Fans, a reminder that this series, we are radio only on stluciemets.com. As Daytona does not quite yet have the MILB TV, they're working on it. For the remainder of this series, we're here all week, tonight through Sunday. The rest of the week, tomorrow through Saturday, will be 6:35 first pitches. Sunday, the dreaded 5 o'clock getaway game. We'll get home late at night, sit around all day just to play at night. And we'll have next Monday off, and we'll return to Clover Park next Tuesday to face the Jupiter Hammerheads, the other team the Mets have already played this year. And those games will be back on Bally Live for your viewing pleasure. Mound visit over. Trey Faltini has hit the ball hard twice today. He takes the first pitch, breaking ball. All those fastballs, Mercedes could not find any consistency. And he begins him with the slider. Oh, one pitch. Drop that in. Another breaking ball at 83 for strike two. So now he's working at nothing and two, so you can take a wild guess at what Jordan Krause said in that mound visit. Let's try something else other than the fastball. 0-2 to Faltini, and this ball crosses up. Hernandez gets away, and both runners are moving up. That'll be a pass ball. It's either Hernandez didn't see it or got crossed up, but either way, right in and out of his glove. And this inning is starting to get away from the Mets. No runs yet, but Daytona's a hit away from really making things interesting. 1-2 on Faltini. Walk, pass ball. 1-2 pitch, a late timeout called. Pitch clock violation on Mercedes. He's already struggling to throw enough strikes, and now he's been dinged with the violation. Add it to the list of things in this inning the Mets would like to clean up. So 2-2 on Faltini. Pitch comes home, and it's blooped into shallow right field. Actually, it's going to stay on the infield and caught by Mosquera. Busted him in on the hand, so Faltini can't get a ball out of the infield. And it remains 4-0. Runners hold their stations at second and third. And Yasiel Pina will bat. Now, this is huge. If Ernesto Mercedes can get out of this inning without surrendering a run, take a 4-0 lead to the ninth. Daytona gets a hit all of a sudden. Buckle up. The rest of the way, Pino the nine-hitter 0-2. Mercedes' first pitch is lined into right field. On comes Cuevas. He's got it. Inning over. He read it off the bat, running in the whole way. And the Mets and Ernesto Mercedes can exhale. Two walks, a pass ball, and a pitch clock violation. But Daytona can't get the hit. The Mets remain up 4-0. They'll bat in the top of the ninth looking for insurance. And you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
We're in the ninth. Mets have a 4-0 lead. They'll look to add on. Jonah Herney stabbed a 105-mile-per-hour comebacker last inning, taking away a potential hit up the middle from Chris Suero. That could have upped the lead to 5-0. Carlos Sanchez was playing near second base and maybe could get it if Herney didn't. We'll never know. But Herney's back out for the ninth. See who pitches the bottom of the ninth for the Mets. My guess is Ernesto Mercedes. Mets don't have a shutout pitch this year. They'll be going for that, along with a general overall win. Here's Cuevas, who swings and misses. I'll give credit to Cuevas. He's a pretty good defender, in my mind. He seems to make good reads, whether he's playing first base or the outfield. Different ballpark. Background's different. Lights are different. Trusted his instincts. Crowd had gotten rise out of that line drive by Pino. Cuevas had it the whole way. It's 1-for-3 at the plate. Swings and misses at the slider. Sweeper. A tough matchup for the Mets lefties with Herney. Two-one pitch. Ground ball. Hooked foul. Before I forget, Jack Weninger with his 10 strikeouts tonight surpasses Jonah Tong for the league lead. I'm not sure who else is in action tonight and could hunt those two down. Check the stats, league leaders after the game. Already looking at Nick Morabito's status in the league after tonight. We'll check in on Weninger's, bring that news to you tomorrow. 3-2 on Cuevas. After the last pitch missed wide, this one swung on and missed. The sweeper again. Maybe more of a hard slider. Herney's pitched well. That's 3-2 1/3 innings with 4 strikeouts now. Shutout ball. We come to Diego Mosquera. Singled, struck out, and then plunked. Good to see he was able to stay in the game after being hit in the hand forearm area in the sixth. It'll take a called strike. Daytona in the ninth will have the top of the order. Sanchez, Cabrera, Patelli. They'll need at least 4. Slow ground ball. Stopped by Herney. Long throw coming, but he makes it. Nice play off the side of the mound. Strong throw to first. Beat Mosquera in plenty of time. Mosquera out on the comebacker. Two up, two down, 4 in a row retired by Herney. Now he faces De Los Santos, who's up for a 5th time. He's 1-for-4 with a single and 2 strikeouts looking. Last one against Herney. First pitch. Ball outside. One out, down and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Mets scored 2 runs in the 6th. Prior to that, 2 in the 4th. All on Suero hits. This pitch, a strike at the knees. Good one from Herney. Gets him back in the count, 2-1. Two-one, up and in for ball 3. Walks have been rare tonight. Only two issued by both teams. Mets none through the first seven. And none for the Daytona relievers. 3-1 pitch to De Los Santos, and he swings and misses over the top of the fastball. Sinker at 88, and the count's full. Looking down in the Mets bullpen, it's empty. Nestor Mercedes back to work in the bottom of the ninth, whenever that begins. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball for strike three. A grimace from De Los Santos, but the slider is good. And the inning is over. Ernie has given Daytona an outside shot with scoreless innings here. Three of them. And now we go to the last of the ninth. Ernesto Mercedes already coming back out. He'll try to close this one out when we return. Mets lead it 4-0. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And we're getting ready for the bottom of the ninth. Mets 3 outs away from a series opening victory and a fourth straight win overall that could get them back to 500. Your Mets organizational update. New York is at San Francisco tonight at 9:45 Eastern Time. Syracuse won 6-3 over Columbus. J.D. Martinez shifted his ramp up to AAA. He went 1-for-4 tonight. Binghamton is down 7-1 in the eighth. Brooklyn beating Wilmington 4-0. Same score. The single A and high A teams have the same finish. They hope so. Here we go. Carlos Sanchez 0-for-3, three strikeouts, all against Wenninger. Probably happy to see a new pitcher. Waits for the Ernesto Mercedes first pitch. It's outside, went with the changeup. Mercedes 24 pitches in that eighth inning with only 12 strikes, but he got his way through it. Retiring the last two. After a couple of walks and a pass ball. The shutout is intact, but right now the Mets hoping that it's a drama-free ninth, one way or the other. 1-1 coming to Sanchez. Pitch is too high. Two balls and a strike. Mercedes rocks and fires the 2-1. Low for ball three. Got Mercedes. He's been a starter. He's been a reliever. But there's something different about late game, last inning, last two innings. Trying to finish it out. 3-1 pitch, and he nearly falls off the mound. Ball four, he winds up about 5 feet to the left of the dirt. That was way off. He almost tripped. Six batters, and Mercedes walked half of them. Ricardo Cabrera's coming up. He's 0-for-3. Again, this is the top of the order. Guys, Daytona would want at the plate. First pitch to the backstop. Totally missed the mitt of Hernandez, who had no shot. A wild pitch. And Sanchez up to second. Saw three wild pitches from Mercedes in his last game at Clover Park. Looking down in the Mets bullpen. I think they had Ryan Amons warming up earlier back in the eighth inning. And might they get somebody else up soon? Maybe Amons again. This pitch is swung on and missed. As Cabrera overextended. Strike one. A 1-1. Swing and miss on a high fastball, and Cabrera punches his bat. And he's chased now two in a row that have been out of the zone. The Mets and Mercedes will gladly take. Mercedes set for the 1-2, the pitch. Ground ball, deep to third. Houck will jump, though, to first base. Not going to be in time. Swore had to jump off the bag to catch it. It'll be an infield hit for Cabrera. Houck tried to do his best Derek Jeter impression, the jump throw in the hole. Got a good arm on it, but had to pull Swearo off the bag, and even if Swearo was able to hold and catch, Cabrera's going to be safe. That infield hit just the second hit of the game for Daytona. And Patelli will come up 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Tying run is emerging in the on-deck circle. Still nobody out in the ninth. This pitch is outside for ball one. Well, this is a tough game for Patelli. It feels like he's overdue for something productive. He takes ball too low. And Mercedes kicking around the dirt in front of home plate. And now going to the back of the mound and kicking the dirt out of his cleats. No stirring at all in the Mets bullpen. As Mercedes delivers a 2-0 pitch in there for a strike to Patelli. A walk into single to start this inning. Three walks and a hit for Daytona in the last two innings against Mercedes. 2-1 pitch. Pop up out of play. That should reach the stands or maybe over. Tortuga fans who remain, many of them in sweatshirts. It's got cool outside. Watch that rattle around. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Patelli waits on the pitch. It's on the way. And he crushes it. Deep right field. And that one is going to be tracked down and caught. Base runners all over the place. Mascara is going to try to throw back to first. Here it comes. He got him! Double play! Patelli cracks it deep out to right center field. It wouldn't travel. Caught by Morabito. Throws it to Mascara. Mascara, great throw from the outfield right to Suero to double off Cabrera. How about that? Off the bat, it looked like it was going to be maybe a three-run homer. And it winds up a double play. You can barely fault Cabrera for taking off like a banshee from first. Wow. And now the Mets are one out away from putting this game to bed, aiming for their fourth straight win and their first shutout. And it's a swing and a miss by Duno. What a turn of events this is. Folks, off the bat, I thought that was gone, or at least a two-run hit. That ball just didn't go anywhere once it got midway through the outfield. Duno takes this pitch inside. But the wherewithal of the Mets to know that they had a chance to double off Cabrera. Great throw by Morabito, running that down in the gap. Great, even better throw by Mascara. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 on Duno, and the Mets are an out away. A strike away. Mercedes peers in. He's set for the 1-2. Here it comes to Duno. Inside with the changeup. Turned him away. Two balls, two strikes. Mercedes set. The 2-2. High for ball three. Fastball at 97. Mercedes overthrowing it. Well, because of that double play, tying run is still in the hole. Let's maintain their 4-0 lead. Only Sanchez remains out there on the bases. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball to Houck. He fields it, sets his feet. Good throw to first. Ball game over. Mets win. 4-0. A 4-game winning streak. And their first shutout of the year. And the St. Lucie Mets, they're starting the season just 4-8, have worked their way back to 500 at 8-8. They are forming the happy high five line between second, the mound, and the dugout. It got a little hairy there in the eighth and ninth, but Mercedes made the pitches when he needed to. Great double play turned in by Morabito and Mascara in the ninth inning. And the Tortuga faithful will trudge out of Jackie Robinson Ballpark disappointed as they play start spreading the news. Where the Mets win. Where are we? Steinbrenner Field? Yankee Stadium? Wow. Hey, the Mets will take it. Are we at home or away? What? I'm confused by the New York by Mr. Sinatra. Mets win. 4-0. What a way to start the road trip. Winning pitcher, Jack Weninger. Losing pitcher, Brian Edgington. Ernesto Mercedes credited with the save. Three Mets pitchers combined for 12 strikeouts. Great game turned in by the Mets. So they roll that momentum in from the end of the Tampa series into game number one of this week against the Tortugas, who are also now 8-8. Looks like the Mets will remain 3 games out of first place, but no longer in last on their own. And let's not forget Chris Suero. 2 hits tonight, 4 RBI. All the runs in the game coming off his bat. We will pause here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network from Daytona Beach, Florida. When we come back, the post-game show to wrap up the Mets' 4-0 series opening win over the Tortugas.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, they're playing New York here. I think it's a DJ down by the Budweiser bullpen bar. I don't think that's house music. I wonder if anybody told that guy he probably shouldn't play a New York-related song when a New York-related team beats the home team. They play that after every game at Steinbrenner Field when the Tampa Tarpons play there. win or lose. After six straight days, it just molds and melds in your mind. You just know that song's coming. But it's strange to hear it here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, where the Mets have won 4-0. Let's take a look at the scoring summary in today's game as we get the postgame show underway. It was a pitching duel early between Brian Etchington and Jack Winninger. You had to go to the fourth inning. Mets get a hit from Ronald Hernandez up the middle, then Nick Morabito legs out an infield hit. Then after Vincent Prozzo grounds out to send runners to second and third, Chris Suero, for falling behind 0-2, belts a two-run double down the left field line to give the Mets the 2-0 lead. Fast forward two innings later, Hernandez doubles, Morabito singles. Morabito then steals second, and Chris Suero hits a two-run double. Again, this one eats up the third baseman Cabrera and was on him in a hurry, and that's two more RBI for Chris, increasing the lead to 4-0. That would be the only run scored in the game as Winninger, Alfonseca, and Mercedes did the job. Winninger and Alfonseca slightly easier, but hey, Mercedes, when he needed to, threw enough strikes and got the necessary contact to preserve the shutout. And taking a look now at the box score, we start with the line score. Mets, 4 runs on 11 hits and no errors. Mets playing really good defense these days. They had a couple error-free games in a row last week. Only one on Sunday, and then put 0 today. Daytona, no runs on 2 hits, no errors. Talked about it early in the broadcast. Daytona hitting .207 as a team, second to last in the FSL. Didn't get any better today. Hitters in the game for the Mets, Jeffrey De Los Santos, as he started the rehab assignment, 1-for-5 with a single on the first pitch of the game. Baez went 1-for-3. Hernandez 2-for-4 with the double. Morabito led all hitters with 3 hits, so he himself out-hit Daytona. Suero had 2 hits and the 4 RBI. He only had 1 double. He's credited with the single the second time up. For Daytona, of their 2 hits, one came from Cabrera on the infield in the ninth. The other came from Faltini against Winninger way back in the fourth inning with 1 out. Pitchers in the game, Winninger 6 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 10 strikeouts on 82 pitches. That's the kind of performance that will get you moved on up the ladder quickly. Miguel Alfonseca in his return to the team, a perfect 7th inning on just 11 pitches with 1 strikeout. And Mercedes, 2 innings, 1 hit, scoreless, 3 walks, 1 strikeout. For Daytona, Edgington takes the loss. 4 2/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Johnson, an inning and a third of relief. 3 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. And Herney, 3 shutout innings with 2 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts to finish out the night for Daytona. Ball game played in 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of 1,532 baseball-loving souls here at the Jack. There will be many more fans coming through the gates over the next 5 days, including tomorrow. We are set for another 6:35 first pitch as the Mets will try to take a 2-0 series lead, which would set themselves up very nicely for the rest of the week. It will be Wyatt Hudepohl on the mound for the Mets as they look to get over .500 for the first time since they won the first game of the season. Won that game 5-4 in 10 innings against the Tortugas. 1-0 at the end of the night. They had not been back to .500 until this win this evening. A lot of hard work put in behind the scenes, and it's starting to pay dividends as the Mets will seek now a 5-game hitting streak tomorrow to get to 9-8. Daytona will look to rebound and find some offense as they look to get back over .500, as they are currently 8-8 at the moment. First pitch tomorrow is set for 6:35. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network once again at 6:25 with the pregame show. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Daytona Beach, the Mets 4, the Tortugas nothing. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. I hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.